left. And the faulty soul that is left, even though that faulty soul is constituted not completely and exclusively by the original mind generation, but a little portion of that faulty soul is constituted by the heretofore shooting. But the heretofore shooting soul also became a Yeshov as a result of being commingled with the mental soul of the Eimer Shuv. So, still, Rabbi Yechon says, Nosu Sovinotun so is kosher only if he does it 20 times, not if he does it 21 times, not only. As Rabbi Yechon says, then Mikre becomes possible. That means, Mikre had Mem Sov. Then somebody dumped in a Sov Mem Shuv. Then he took out one Sov. So it's kosher, because it still has 40 Sov. And even though a portion of it was supplied by the originally shooting, but it became an issue. Then it takes out again. And then it bumps again. Then it takes out again. And then it bumps in again. And it does it 21 times. So then the mikra is also a konfirmam drives chat. Why? Because after doing that 21 times, so at the end, you also have 40 soul, but 21 soul, the 40 soul you had there in the end, after doing that, wasn't soul, nothing soul, 21 times. So 21 soul of the 40 soul that you find at the end of the mikveh consists of water that originally was shot. Even though Hashoke was realized and the original show, but if at the end you had most of the water of that kind of show, of originally show, so then the psul of show takes effect. Takes effect. According to the Rambam and the Rambam. Now, so that's why the Rambam explains this mission. That's why the Rambam explains this mission. That's why the Rambam explains this mission. In other words, that the Mishnah emphasizes that before so you can dump into the apple of the mikveh. But if you dump 50 so in the apple of the mikveh, so then, and then there will be an equal redistribution of the two waters. Altogether, there is 90 so, 40 plus 50. And we assume that 45 is that level and 45 lower level. And we also assume that of the 45 that was in the upper level mikveh, so of the 45 that in the upper level mikveh, only 20 consists of the original Yishov. And 25 in each mikveh consists of the original show. So then it will be possible. Because according to the Rambam's pshat, in the Mishneh of Moses of Notoso, and Rabbi Yechon says that Peveis in Yevomes vi atrube vi hu shenosam vi notal atrube, only if he did it 20 times. But if he did it 21 times, then not. So in this case, only if he dumps 40 so. But if he dumps more than 40 so, then it will be possible. The Rambam now joins the Rambam in explaining the Mishneh of Nosen Sovinotelso in respect to Maim Shuvim, not like the other Rishonim, apply it to Mepeiros. So then it should follow that the Rambam should say the same thing what the Rambam says now in Mishnah. Just what the Rambam says. All the Rishonim say, "Who you begging Abba Yim Shov Itach Nikum, Mimau Dikatev." So it means Mimau Dikatev, not that the 40 Sov Mimau Dikatev, 1,000 Sov Mimau Dikatev. Because once you have Mim Sov, so then every drop that falls in, so becomes any Sov, even though in the end, so the original show outnumbers the original Yehudi show. It doesn't matter. That's how all the Rishonim explain the Mishnah. But Ayurveda says no. That Kaboyuso you can dump with, but not more than Aboyuso. Because if you dump into the apple of the mikveh more than Aboyuso, then in the end, you'll have in each mikveh. So the major portion of the water in each mikveh will consist of water that was originally shown. So that will revive the show again. It's like chizalmiya. And I mentioned that expression. I mean, it's not really chizalmiya because here it was, the psuah of show never applied, but before it was doubled. So the water was shown, and even then, there is more of the original show than of the original any show. So then, after the ashokia was effective, so the psuah of show again is revived. So that's why the Rambam explains the Mishnah that way, not like the Rashi. The question arises against the Rambam. The Rambam is really kamol the Mishnah, and he agrees with the pshat of the Rambam in the Mishnah of Moshe Sovna Tuso that it has reference to my Jew, not the Meleis. So the Meleis, he should say in our Mishnah too that he can only dump into the apple of the mikveh before the Tuso, and the Rambam Shita is he can dump him with thousands. So this Mishnah says, the Rambam Shite is like the Ayved, but Lav Mitame, according to the Ayved, so if at the end there is more, the major portion of the water in the Mishnah is constituted by the original Shov, so then I'll begin the Psul of Shov is revived. Even after Hashokah was realized, it's revived. It's revived. According to the Rambam, once Hashokin was realized that I'm shivim, it cannot become shivim. You cannot say that that it's chizal niya, the Shem Shov is chizal niya, after you do it 21 times. But Mishum Marasayim, the Chachomim Asadim, to dump more than, to be native, not to dump. So, to be native more than 20 times, because any observer will see now, they're, let's say, in the mikveh, they are Ruben Chim, two Jews. Now, Ruben plays that game. He dumps in his sword, Maim Shevim, and then he takes out his sword. And he dumps in again his sword, Maim Shevim, and he takes out again. And he dumps in again. He saw Maim Shimon takes out of it. And he does it 21 times. And Shimon is not the biggest one in the world. And Shimon sees what Rubin does. So he knows. And arithmetic, he knows Shimon. He's not the biggest one, but arithmetic, he knows. So maybe he figures out. Now, I see all the people who use that mikveh. There is 21 saw of that Mem saw after Rubin. Dumped in 21 times and took out 21 times, so the major portion of that water is show, and still people use it. Apparently, there's nothing wrong in using the mikveh. So, because of Marasayim, it shouldn't be a mikveh to the observer. So, the Chachomim asked it, but it's not mikveh, it's also the Rabbanim. But not that I'll begin the Shem Shov is near after Ashokah is real. Only Mishmar HaSayim. So, when the Chachomim misakim that Mishmar HaSayim, he can only be Nesin Sov in Eitel Sov. 20 times, not 21 times. In this case, where the Yodayim he dumps into the mikveh. Into the mikveh. Where the Yodayim he dumps into the mikveh. When he dumps into the mikveh, so 21 times. Mashiach came. When there is a mikveh yema and there is a mikveh tachteima, and the mikveh tachteima is empty, and then the mikveh yema is mem-sov, and so mele, the observer will not draw the conclusion as a result of seeing Shimon, as a result of seeing Ruben dumping 40 saw, 50 saw, 100 saw into the mikveh yema. He knows that the mikveh yeno has mem-sov, and then the water from the mikveh yeino just by itself indirectly goes down slowly into the mikveh tachteino. So the observer will not draw the conclusion that the chol is kosher. Only in the case where a person dumps 21 times, then he's likely to draw that conclusion. This is what his Mishnah says in the Rambam. In other words, the case of Mishnah. So Mele, according to the Rambam, only in the case of not so 21 times, so it's awesome. Because then there is an inyan of parasite. But in the other case, there is no inyan of parasite. Mashiach can go to the right, it's not based upon Marasayim, but literally. However, the Tzemach Tzedek says that even though according to the Raya, if it's not so soft, the not so soft. So what is the sheet of the Raya? The sheet of the Raya is because of this sheet of the Raya that some gain Rabbonim passed all the mikvahs, I mean 40 years ago, because originally, all the mikvahs in America, in Canada, in the United States were what we call Zriya mikvahs. There are two kinds of mikvahs. Zriya mikvahs and Hashoka mikvahs. What is called the Zriya mikvahs? Zriya mikvahs means this. In other words, that you have an eitzah of mikshah. You have an eitzah of mikshah. And then you have another mikveh, the base atfilah, that joins the base of itzah. And then through that neket, so through the neket, so and there is a neket in the wall that is interposed between the base atfilah and the base of itzah. So then you remove the plug from the neket. So then water from the base of itzah comes into the base of here. And it comes in, memso comes in, more than memso comes in, 50 so comes in. The moment the base of here is filled up, let's say, more than 40 so, then you turn on the faucet. And city water comes in. So I mean that's because even though the city water is short, but you already have in the Pesach filling, you already have memso, some melee, every water that comes in, so is a shock. So every so becomes any shock. That is really now, but in the course of time, so there will be alternate. There will be the major portion of the water in the Pesach filling will be of originally shown water. So, according to all the Rishayim, there is no problem. But the problem is the Raivachi. That Nosan saw the water saw 21 times, so then, since in the end, we can figure out that the major portion of the water in the mikveh can be supplied by originally showing water, so even though Ashoki was realized and every drop of it, so the pursuit of showing is revived. So all the daily, I mean, when everybody has an ish, I mean, everybody has an ish, I mean, that it's all right to make these ways, because there was a great hardship in transporting ways, it's not so simple. So, and then the Tzemach Tzedek proves that even according to the Rabbi, first of all, the Rabbi is here, and all the other Rishonim reject the concept of Nosos of the water soul, that in the end, so the major portion of the water consists of original Rishonim, even though Hashoke was realized under original Rishonim, so the Psu of Rishonim is realized. All the Rishonim are here. The Rabbi is here, we don't have to the Cheshish for the Sheikh of the Rabbi, all the Rishonim. Why should we chesed for a shidah miyachid? And that's the reason why Rav Chaim is there, and the Chazanim, everybody passed me, that Israel mikveh is all right. Now then, but and then Mr. Machzalek proves, mentions Kamarayas, that even according to the Raya, that he says that Yossi saw the novel saw. So if he did it 21 times, so that means 21 times means that it's figured out that the major portion of the water in the mikveh is constituted by original Ishoah, even though Hashokya was already realized. So it's only in the Rabbanim that the soul of Shoah is realized. Midrash say, even if we say that Shoah is possible, so Midrash say, we cannot say that after Hashokya was realized, he should be revived. I mean, it's Mistaba, and then he mentions Kabbalah Kamarayas from the derived passes it on their own. So, all the influence until the Hungarian Rabbanim came, and the Hungarian Rabbanim came, so, and in Hungary they were Heshich for the Sheet of the Raivet, and they did not rely on the Psak of the Chanizel and the Chaznish. So, mainly they passed it on the way. Nothing wrong in setting up other mikvahs that will conform the Sheet of the Raivet, but there is something wrong in being mitzvahs and mikvahs that were kosher according to all the Rishonim except the Sheet of the Raivet. So that is that. Now then there is a Hashokim mikveh. What is Hashokim mikveh? Hashokim mikveh means that the person has to be tevil in the same water. And of course, the problem with Hashokim mikveh is that it's not so clean. So in other words, so you have an Eitzer, and then you have an Eitzer of Nishami, and then you in the base atfila, you fill up the base atfila is adjacent to the base atfila, and there is a wall interposed between the base atfila and the base atfila, the same way as the Hashokim. But there is a big leket ishveras ameit in the middle of the wall, and then you fill up the base atfila, then you fill up the base atfila with water from the faucet, and then let's say here the base atfila. So you fill it up from the faucet, you fill it up with water, and then here is the base atfila, and here there is a neket. And once the water in the base atfila reaches that neket, so then Hashokim is affected. So of course it is clean water, but the same water in the Eitzer remains all the time. The same water in the Eitzer remains all the time. Whereas in the Hashokim equates, so the Anachrishi for the Sheet of the Raivet. So once you have them saw, you can fill up the Eitzer with new water. You see, with new water. And then you can allow some of the water to be emptied out. But in the Hashokim equates, so the Mekshonim in the base of Eitzer remain there all the time, unless it changes what, you know, in the construction of the mikveh, you fill up a new base of Eitzer, so that can take place once in every 2 years. So, but ordinarily, so is the same Mekshonim stays there all the time, day after day and night after night. And then you have the base atfila adjacent to the base itself, and then the wall you have in the cave, and then when someone has to be tevil, so the one who takes the attendant to the mikveh turns on the faucet in the base atfila, and it fills it up with water until it is filled up to the mikveh, and so then, even though it's completely shallow, the water is actually completely shallow, but the moment it's filled up to the water reaches the neck, so then it joins the water of the Bisa itself. So there were many problems with that, because since the same water remains unchanged in the Besa Itza, so the water is not very clean. So that's the problem. That's the problem with the Hashokei Mikre, and that's the problem with the Zriya Mikre. Zriya Mikre is good l'chol ha'deis, and the Zriya Mikre is relatively easy to construct, but it will not conform to Kshiras Hamayim. Whereas the Hashokei Mikre, so they say it will conform. The truth is, the Chazon Ish points out that in the course of time, even the Hashokei Mikre, because water there will be an interchange of water, so it's a simple mathematical calculation. So in the course of time, even the Hashokei Mikre will not conform to Kshiras Hamayim. But that they don't realize. So the truth is that there is no reason in the world to be chayshish for Kshiras Hamayim when all the Rishayim achilik and Raivet, and even according to Raivet, it's only possible the Rabbonon, and the Mechaber and the Ramon, and the Shach and the Taz, no one is chayshish for Kshiras Hamayim. But this is the Kshiras Hamayim. Alright, now let's see the Rabbi. The Maudi Kate, the Me'acha Shayesh, the Mikre Memso Mayim Shem. After call Mayim Shem Shabayim in Pesach. I'll leave it here. I intended at first to go over the whole Perek with the Rav's chat, but I think it will be too much. But I'll ask you that you should don't go to this Madrash and work. Now, for Thursday, you should be ready on the whole Perek, not only with the Rav, but also with the Rash and the Rosh and the Rav.
December 3rd, 1981, Zion Kislev Parsha, Tough Shin Mumbis.
And we'll go with the last. Now we left off by Mishnah Ches. Kesel Shebin Shteini Kvoyis, Shenizdak Rishase. Mitzah. Now, what is Shase? What is Aher? It's a question of the meaning of words, but curiously, there is a Machlekes Rishayim. What is Shase and what is Aher? One of the two has reference to the vertical, and one of the two has reference to the horizontal. But which is which? So, according to the Rambam, so Shase is the vertical, and Aher is the horizontal. And according to the Rashi and the Rosh, it's vice versa. So Shase is the horizontal, and Arab is the vertical. Right. So Kesel Shebishnei Mikvoyis, Shenizdak. Now, what does the Rav say? We Shase Milmai Lomato. That's like the Rambams. The Shase is the vertical. So we Shase Mitzar, Uli Arab in Mitzar. So. So the law is, if it is, so according to the Rambam Pshat, so Tanakhama says, if there is a crack all the way, vertically, so then it's mitzvah. So then it's mitzvah. But Lare, if the crack is horizontally, it's not mitzvah. So Rabbi Yudeh says just in the verse that Lare mitzvah and Rishase is not mitzvah. So that is in the case of the crack. Suppose it's nifritzu, ze biser ze. Now, nifritzu would mean, let's say, if this is the case, and then there would be a pierce in the case cell, like this. Now, that is the case cell. So, like this, the water cannot go float over. But since it chipped off at one place, in the case of it chipped off, so maybe the water floats over. That's Niflitzu. So if it's Niflitzu, Zebisir Zeh, so then the Allah is already Kikunashum, in the height of the water that has to float over. The Piyotze is like the shell of a garlic. It's very little. I mean the thickness of the shell of a garlic. It's very little. Valrechav, but it has to be over a rechav of Shifra Sareit. In other words, Shifra Sareit is the two fingers. The two fingers. So in other words, the height of the water that goes over should be just very little, the thickness of the shell of the garlic, and but over a width of two fingers of the Shirazani. Now suppose it will go over water, but only at one point, over a width like this, not over a width like this. So then it will not be Mechaber. So Al Rei Ki Kipas Hashum Val Rei Chav Ki Shirazani Nikri Tu Zeh Bisir Zeh Hayim Umayla B'Rei Shakeza Didabke Kishenizdak HaKeser Oineke Umayla B'Rei Shishore Hudi Pino Kishirazani Avo Kishenipratz HaKeser B'Rei Shei V'Amayim Mishab Rimsho Sage Berum Ki Kipas Hashum B'Rei Chav Kishirazani. So we have all kinds of shiur. We have the shiur of Shirazani, the whole Shirazani. And then we have the shiur of Alhum Kikui Psashum Valrecha Mishvarasani. And then we have the shiur of the Viach Latviach. And then we have another shiur that is mentioned in the Mishnah. The Umeishchei Umasikei Afilu Kisar. So the question is, what does Kisar mean? Certainly Kisar means less than Mishvarasani. But does Kisar mean the Viach Latviach? Or it's even less than the Tevei HaLatviach. So from the Rash, I pointed out that from the Rash, it's mashma. That from the Rash, it's mashma. That it's even less than Shvarazani. So in other words, so we have sometimes there is Chibur that came through a connection of Shvarazani, and sometimes there is Chibur through a connection of Alvein Kikrup Zashum. That means the diameter of the neck of Shvara Sarei, that means the width of two fingers, because Shvara Sarei is a circle that is long over this kind of diameter. So, and then we have the Viach Latviach, and then we have Kolchu, Afilu Kisaro. And according to Rash, Kisaro means even less than the Viach Latviach. Even less than the Viach Latviach. We'll see, I mean, when we do all the Shiurim apply. Now, the Mishyosef mentions that there is a machlekes between the, I mean, it's really, the Mishyosef mentions the Rivosh in Reish Sad Beis. It's a very important Shiurim in Reish Sad Beis. So the Rivosh says that there is a machlekes between the Smag, the Smag and the Rambam on one hand, and the Rash on the other hand. Here the Gemara says, Nifritzu zeh b'sir zeh, Alhum kikui p'sashum, Alhum kikui p'sashum, Valrich ha'shvarazani. Nifritzu means there is a chipped off. So maybe the water is able to go because of the fact that there is a pierce, the chipped off. The chipped off. Suppose it's not Nifritzu, but the level of the water is so high that it just floats over without the gears. Over the Kaiser is intact, there is no gears. But the water goes over. So the Rivosh in Simon Isarifei says that the same thing applies to the case. To the case where it just goes over the case. Just goes over the case. So we also require. So the reverse of the Sinai says that according to the Rambam, the Smag, and the Ramah, he mentions the Ramah too. I don't know where the Ramah is. So, So the same Shia that the Mishnah mentions in connection with the case of Mikvitzu, where he kicked off. So suppose he just goes out. The same thing. Then he says, however, the Rashi is that when do we require Al-Hum Tikri Kusashim, Val-Recha Kishvara Sanhei, that is, when the level of the water is not so high that it is able to go flow to, but only because of the Piyotze. So, the Piyotze, in other words, and the Piyotze has to be in one place. So the other places it cannot flow to. But if the level of the water is so high that it's above the upper surface of the geyser, so then we don't even require this kind of a shield of Humti Kripsa Shiva Rehrazame. Then Tepeach Latriach is enough. Then Tepeach Latriach. Alright? Now, we have two missions. Now, I want to go over the two missions in the Pirush of the Rav, and then we'll go over the Pshat of the Rashi Rosh. For Abit Shevi Melchos, Bizman Shul Be'emitza, Pesim, Min Atzad, Eile Pesim, Mipne Shul Ki Mikve, Somoch Li Mikve, Dibre Rav Meir, Dibre Rav Meir. The expression is "kemikve samach mikve" was already mentioned in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Mikve sheyesh b'sholish gumin shomayim shuvim shalug lug im yodua shenochal esech yarba solimani kshayim atzol yudia leguma ashlishi iskosha v'imlav posa. So when is it kosher? If it's yodua shenok nesirche arbo soim mayim sherim atchon yudia uleguma ashlishis dehavarei ki mikve sholim shenok nesirche gimul ugumayim shibim buli pasur vachanam ahoyu vhoyu bimikve arboim sokin sheyidia mayim vidim ashlishis loy mikza hamik se chepshime mach mipnishi ki mikve somoch limit. So, who uses the who applies the aloha of kemikve somach l'mikve rapshime? When the Chachomim, the Rabbonon, don't apply the aloha of kemikve somach l'mikve. So the Chachomim say in Perek Beis Mishneh that only if the mikve already had arboim sok before the gimurugi accumulated in the gumens, so the mele it couldn't pasul et machmashuvim, because then there is a shotel. But if the mikveh itself did not have memsor at the time when gimurugim accumulated in the gumets, in one of the gumets, then it is possible. So apparently, according to the Rabbanon, there is no such aloche of kimikveh samach l'mikveh. Only Rav Shimon applies the principle of mikveh samach l'mikveh. This is how it appears from the Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei. Now here, Dibur Rav Meir, where he says, "Mipnei shu kimikve samach l'mikve." Dibur Rav Meir. V'chachonim emrim im mikabel esam v'teriviz ashe yagiu la'av v'kosher v'yim la'av posel. Rav Lezer v'Rav Tzodik emrim im mikabel la'av v'kosher posel. Now we have to go over the Rav. What does it mean? So there seems to be an apparent spirit between Perek Beis Mishneh and Perek Vov Mishneh Yud, because in Perek Beis Mishneh it appears that only Rav Shimon applies the principle of mikveh samach l'mikveh, so the psul of shov doesn't apply, and but Rachon Machilik, and here it seems that both Rav Meir and Rabbanon apply the principle of mikveh samach l'mikveh, but the Chachamim require that there should be in der Mikve, in Ambete, et lissere Witz, wo er in der Gebetsmischte Heide, so der Abonner Mikvaya, nach der Dejebier gewiss, der Dejebier, men so. So, how can we reconcile the two Mishnahs? Now let's see how the Rav explains this Mishnah. Wo Abit Shebe Merchat, Krisho Matres, Lishuke Be Ambete, wo der Ambete is in Mikve, Kseo. So, wie ich bin merke, דרך שמינוסים מיימבת למחמס התפילה איז פייסחים הנקב שבאבך וייצים המים שבאמבת וממשיכו למים אחרי האחר הנקי וסייט מן הנקב שלו ייצה המים והמים המשוך עם האמבת אין שירו לתפילה ולאח אשר רוח הצובחמים שבמרחץ נכנוסים לאמבת and that's a mitzvah שירו באמבת so we take him so in other words that means you have an ambete, which is a mikveh, a regular mikveh, mikveh sheyo. But then you installed a kilosh of matres that has a neke, has a hole, and that you install in the mikveh. In the mikveh. So, and that hole you put in a plug. If you want to empty out the water, all you do is just you pick up the plug. So then, all the water goes out through the neck. But this attic was, at one time, it was a kele. But, and then he made the neck, he bore the hole in that kele like a plate, a metal plate. So he bore a hole in that metal plate and then he installed that metal plate in the ambit. He installed that he was shekiah. So whenever he wants the water to go out, so he picks up the plug. If he doesn't want the water to go out, so he keeps the plug on. So how abik shebi merches bizman shu beemza is space. So in other words, so when any time that the plug is inside the neck of the abik, so then it's a shame, plain kibble. The moment you pull out the plug, so then it's not a big kibble because all the water runs out. But as long as the plug is in the hole of the abik, of that metal plate, so then it's a big kibble. So, ha'avik shebe merchet bizman shu beemza peisil. If the avik was installed let's say this is the avik and the abik was installed in the middle of the mikveh, in the middle of the mikveh, and the plug is in. So there, and it has rims too. I mean, the abik has rims too, and it was installed in the mikveh. So when water comes in, so if it's the emtzah, so that means that every water it enters into that abik, and then it's a good tekibul, so it becomes short. So this man should be emtzah peisel, minatzah adim peisel. But suppose this abik happens to be at the end. So then it happens. We shall matras, we should give ambete, we even let it. The Chimiosi me ambete, Mahmazatriwe is face from a nekev shabab, we yates my mind shabamet, Umamshikh me my machem the key, we say in a nekev shall yates our mind, but my am shock me ambete in shale in Tfile, the lacha shabot vach, we have nothing with my ambete in the ocean. This man should have a possum, we should call a mind who will not have it. Umani magruri malgabi, came in Marie Tsuri, every drop of water that enters into the Avni Ikamsho. Minatsago Iposi, Dinamai Murumagamo, Vein Kamsho, Elomashi Seche, Ushara Mani. So if it was installed at the end of the Amrite, so then it was installed in such a way that the water doesn't even go into it, except if a person wants that the water should run into the Avnik, so then he manipulates the Shonimel. But normally, so it doesn't even go into the Avnik, except a little bit of water that is at that end, the water that comes to the end of the Avnik. Then it comes over, Masher Seichel, Ushor HaMayim, Havel Mikve Kosher, Somot Mishor, Umayim Shirim, Bizad Mayim Shirim, Vipasle, Vipalpi, Shedegi, Zebeze. So, Reb Meir appears to apply the same principle as Reb Shimon in the base Mishneh, Niki Mikve Somot Mikve. The Chachomim Emri, אם יקבל אסוהם בטרוויז, עד שלא יגיעו להביק, יזכוש. So the biggest miracle is Rav Meir. And then חכום עם המור מחמת Rav Meir. And he says, when do you say, of course. So it has to be mentioned that here we are dealing with the case, where there is no memso at the time when the water got into the habit. So there was no memso in the Amrit. Because if there was memso in the Amrit, so there couldn't be any psul of shuri. So it's a shoki ischa. But there was no memso. So then, if it's the emsa, so then every water gets into the Amrit. So it becomes shoki. But if it's at the end, so only the water, the little bit of water that entered the Amrit, is shown. The rest of the water never became shown. But they join each other, there is contact. So it's because some of the if by the time that the water reaches the out, so then there is already a release. My in the Amrite, so then it's kosher. What's in Yechas with the Revit? Either there is Memso, or not at all. I mean, what's the Yechas with the Revit? So, we love possible. Oh, alright, so he says, Imi Kadoras Amrit Revit, Maim Shem Vishay Yil Amrit, Kim Kadoras Amrit, so the washing of the Ravis, Kim Kadoras Amrit Sodom, משום ירבי אישי או מיקרו הוא מדרעי זה להבי הוא המח מזנה הזה. I mean, when we learn the first Mishnah in Mikroes, Mei Gavoy, so then I mentioned the Ligulis Aliyah says that מדרעי זה, since the רבי ישמי can be Italia, came, like מח מזנה הזה, so we may learn מדרעי זה, רבי ישמי can affect the shock and mind shock. But with Rabbon, just with the Chachomim or Misaki, that the Rebbe Ismail is not capable of being the entire Kaelin, so it does, with Rabbon he does not have the Chaloshim Kaelin vis-a-vis to us Kaelin, so in Mele he cannot affect a shock either. But with Raise, a Rebbe can affect a shock. And what's the Raise? So that he says in the first period, in the place. And his raya is from this mission. I mentioned it at that time. From this mission. Because Chachomim say, in the Kabbalah, so Ambet Revis, Asher Hagil, Abit is Kosher. And the Rav says, in the Kabbalah, so Ambet Revis, Maim Shevin, Kim Shei Hagil, Abit, Ki in the Kabbalah, so Aboim, so Dome, Mishum Yerbi, Shio Mikve, Umi, the Reis, Allah, Adol, Machim, Tzimeres. So the Rav emphasizes, what's the Yichas? With the fact that the Ambet, by the time that the water entered, a certain quantity of water entered into that cave, into the abbey, so there was already a release in the abbey. So what's the yichas? The answer is, since Midrash says it has a chalishah mikveh to be mitaya cave, like machmits and areas, so mele it has a chalishah mikveh to affect Hashem. That's how he explains That's how he explains the Ra. I mean, it's not, it's all right, but it's a big finish. No one says what he says. That the Ra say, Mikveh of Ribis can affect Ashoke. We must hear the Halachim Shok. The Halachim Shok. In other words, let's say, according to the Rishayim, who say that Kuli Shok or Ubi Shok is possible in the Ra. But if there was a Mikveh Ribis, a mikveh revis that was a conflict with the other mikveh, with the mikveh of Menzo, that he showed, so Midrash said, it wouldn't be possible. It's a big chiddush. But anyway, this Rav is idiot. I mean, it's not Mifuresh, but this Rav is idiot. Alright, now, the Machmos, then the Rebbe of Tzodek, he's the biggest Machmos. The Rebbe of Tzodek gave a In other words, if the average has no limbs at all, so then it's not possible, because then it's not a good gibel. It's not a good gibel. But if the limbs of the average are so high that it can contain kosher mind, so maybe it has the average has a halachic good gibel, so maybe it's possible even if the Ambete had a Revis Mayim before water entered into that. So he's the biggest man. Now, how do we pass it? We should say, I mean, superficially it appears, since there are 3 days, Rabbi Yachachim and Rabbi Zabach HaTzadik, you should pass it like Rabbanah. Yochid Rabbi Malachim Rabbi. That's what you should say. But the Rambam passes like Rabbanah. The Rambam passed on me, and I don't know anyone else who passed me. Like a mayor, when the Chachom Achil Tanin, so the Marik says that in some Shnayes the deal said people in the mayor did not appear, but for Adik Shabinachot, this man should have a pacing, and a tzad in a pacing, with the Shilkun Mikve Somach Mikve. The Chachom in him, in the Kabbalah, the Amp, the Televisa, so he'll have a kosher. So now it's not just a mayor, it's a Tanakami, stop. So these are also Chachom, also Rabbi. So mainly he passes like, so what do Chachomim mean? Chachomim is a certain group of Chachomim. And the names are not spelled out. But the Tanakami is also the Chachomim. And perhaps the Tanakami represents a larger group of Chachomim. Anyway, it is not Giras Rami. Now, so of course, so then from the Marik it appears that once we accept the Girsay that is now a text, given the mayor, then we should pass like Chachomim. But the Rambam passes like the first member in the mission, like her name. Alright, but the question arises, but this Mishnah seems to be in conflict with Peribes Mishnah. So Mishnah, according to the Rambam, who passes like her. So, and the contrary. So it seems to be in conflict because in Peribes Mishnah, the Vedish name, so only the Pshimen says Mikve Somachu Mikve. And there we certainly don't pass like Pshimen. We pass like Tanakame. We pass like Tanakame. So, and here, we pass like Tanakame, like the Rabbonim in the Vedish name, that it means that Mikve Somachu Mikve also involves the Psalm of Shalom. Also, unless there is men so in the mikveh before the rugi accumulate in the gumets. Now, so, but here definitely the Mishnah has referenced the case where there is no men so down there by the time there is mind shooting in the abbey. Because in that case, so there is a shot. So the question is, how can we reconcile those two missions? Whether we pass like Rambam, that the halacha is like Rambam, or we pass like Chachomim. But even the Chachomim say that in the case where there is a release in the Abi, by the time that the Mayim enter into the Abi, so then there is no psul. And then the Rabbonim, the Beis Mishnehei, say that even if there is a release, even if the 39 saw, as long as there isn't full memsa, so the psul of Shulim applies. And here, so in other words, the only one who is in harmony with the sheet of the Chachomim with the Beis Mishnehei is Rabbi Zalman Ratzonot. No one passes here like Rabbi Zalman Ratzonot. So how can we be Zakish Torah different? So the Mishnah says that there is a difference between the case in the Beis Mishnehei and the case here. Because the Beis Mishnehei, Mikve Sheyesh B'Sholish Yudis, Sholmayim Shulim, Sholum Lum, in the Yadu Hashem of Nisecha Apoim Soim, Mayim Cherim, Achelim Gial, Tumash, Lish Yiskosha, Vim Lab Fosk, Shil Nashim Kemikis of Mikve, but according to Rabbono, even though it's Yodua, according to Rabbono, if it's not Yodua, that there was Memso before Dimulugin entered into the Gume, so then it's possible. It's possible. So then it's possible. So, and Rav Shimon says, if she can meet with some of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah Achene says as follows. Our Mishnah deals with the case where the water in the Avik just touches. The water in the Avik just touches the water in the Amun. Just touches. But it's not, there is no actual. It's not in the Ravdabo. It couldn't be in Ravdabo because the Abig is a keli with rims. So in other words, so it's kept separately. In that keli it's confined with Seicha keli. So, and it's not in Sochal Gabo. It doesn't overflow. But there is counting. There is context. What is the shi of context? Let's say tefiach latfiach. Tefiach latfiach. So that means continuity of mashke. If there is tefiach latfiach. But it doesn't, it's not so algabah. It's not either algabah. So in mele, the both, Tanikame and the Chachon, apply the principle of mikveh, somach mikveh. But Tanakhama implies the principle of Mikveh Samach Mikveh, even in the case where there is no release of Mayim Shelim Shulim in the Mikveh. And Chachomi only apply the principle of Mikveh Samach Mikveh in Scotia only to a case where there is a minimum of release. And the only one who doesn't apply the principle of Mikveh Samach Mikveh is another episode they can go and pass from sliding. But the Mishnah in Kerivot, Mishnah Yud, has reference to the case where the Mayim in the Abig overflows his Sokal Gabo and is commingled with the rest of the water in the Abig. Mashiach came in Kerivot's Mishnah, so there the Mishnah has reference to the case where the Mayim Mikveh are even in the Abig. So the Mele, even the Rabbanon don't recognize the principle of Mikveh Samach Mikveh. And who recognize the principle of Mikveh Samach Mikveh even in the case where the Mayim is even at the rates only Rav Shimon and they don't pass Rav Shimon. Now look into the Mishnah Achrim, Perek Beis Mishnah. I think that when you learn Perek Beis Mishnah, I mentioned that Mishnah. Oh, now, but look into the Mishnah in Perek Beis Mishnah. You can mikveh some of the mikveh. You mikveh some of the mikveh. We probably start with Tami. He do a common Perek Bob Mishnah Yud. Vechim Uchachshon Mishnah Gimu. And with the Hoche Shem Yam Mikveh, Ibrim Alagumeis, חושב אותם כמה כנגדי לזכר, ומקרה סומך ומקרה לקושר, היינו שזו בצד זו, ונגדים בלגיע בעומד, אבל חמד כמרוב יחשב, ורבשים לסוף העקים שכל בו ארגום לסמוך מיוחד לעצמו, בשיחה בימייס, אינם כמרוב. Anyways, what's that? I mean, it's very good pshat by the Mishnah Chayim. Because you remember, the Rosh says that the reason is why one cannot be tabled in the Sheikes, even though there is a Shveres Amid connection between the water of the Mayon and the water of the Sheikes. So he says, with the Rabbonon, Kele is Mufke. With the Rabbonon, Kele is Mufke of the Aloha of Yeru. Mayim Shem Sikha Kele, Al Pidin, cannot be considered Mured with Mayim Shem Sikha Amid. With Rabbonon, Raya Chiti is with Raise, and the Rosh Chiti is in the Rabbonon. So then you have the Kasha, so why have people, we see the people in Vigil Shaliyan? So the Tvila is a good Tvila, but the Sira Tvila is a good Tvila. So he says, Hosov Kishet Sov, Kishayim Rav Gabo. So we explain, in other words, if it's Eber Al Gabo, then there is actual continuity, not constructive continuity, Al Kedim, it's Mure. Masha'im came when it's not of Al Gabo, so there is no Mamesh Mure. But, in Dinyu, Yom Mikvoyim Kishver Tanei, so the male, and we say, Kehle is Mufke of the Dinyu Biru. But when the Mamesh, when it's Eber Al Gabo, when the water of the Yam overflows the whole mouth of the Sira Tehle Mikvoyim, then there is actually, so when there is actually, then it's not moved to a Mayim Shem Sikha Kele, it's not moved to you, if there is actually. So there is similar distinction the Mishnah Chayim mentions here, in other words. There is a loche of the Eruv Mikvois Kishver HaSayim, or Tefiach LaTfiach, whatever it is. So now, let's say a contra rash, so in order to affect a shoke, so even a koshu can affect a shoke. We don't even need a shver asalei. But let's say, according to the other Shem, who hold that a shver asalei is required in order to affect a shoke to be mafkia, the chalishem show of the mind. So there we don't have actually, but it's ideal that. So this aloha that is shveres aleid or tefiach latviach or whatever shir affects chibur and diru, affects chibur and diru, that is only likure but not lechum. Likure, we say that. In other words, if you have in one mikve mindshim, and then there is another mikve of mensor inamshim, and then you affect a connection of Shifra Zalei between the two mikvois, so likure, we say that Shifra Zalei affects Ziruk, affects Chibur. But likure, to pass it, the mikve Sheo on the basis of Shou, just because it is in contact with Mayim Shuvim, likure, there is no Aloha Edilu. Masha'im came in the case where there is actually, so then we say, not only Likure, we say Likure also. This is what the Mishnah Chayim says. Right. In Kabul Adi, Kilei Madara, Kilei Maki, the Adi Kukli, Posu in Kabul Ekonchu, Posu Bechol Yin Shemiye, Bein Behem Tza, Bein Atza, Bein Kabul Esam, Betriviz, Kedem Shiagil Adi, Bein Eino Mikabul Esam. Bene inam ikadalas. So, alright. So in this case, in view of the fact that the Mayim Shuvi, that are Bisech Ha'avik, so they are not actually Miure with the Mayim the Mikveh, but there is a Shveres Aleid connection, there is a Tefiach LaTfiach connection, or a Shveres Aleid connection. That's only ideal, constructive, not actual. Not actual. So the Mele, even though there is a Locha of you, that's only Likure. To be Mechaber, to be Kweis Chasena, is to affect Ashoke, Mavkia, the Dinshol, but not Likure, that it should be considered that the Mikveh, the water in the Mikveh should also become So, the Chumra, we don't apply the din of Yeru Bikloi Shveras Aneido or the Peach Bat Fiachidu. Peach Bat. But at least of Rav Tzodek, he is Chelev. And he says that if there is a Shveras Aneido connection, Peach Bat Fiach connection, so just as there is a loch of din Yeru Likule to be Mafkia, the din of Yeru, so there is a din of Yeru Likule also to pass all the water in the abdomen. Alright, now the next issue. Hamitare shebinerchet hatachtei nom leyo shurim vayyei nom leyo kshir il yeish neged aneket shoy shalugim post kam o yehei neked yehei shoy shalugim echod mishrei shrei zvi esrim mibreicho 1,328 דיבר רבי איסי, רבי עזרים, רק להתחתים אמרו יקשירים, ואני אמרו יושורים, יקצר לקח שני שמוגים כושר, שלא יאמרו, אלו שני שולוגים שנופלו. אלו שני שולוגים שנופלו. Now, and we pass like Rabbi Yisi. This, again, Rabbi Yisi, here, in the last Mishnah Pedro, applies the principle of Mikra Samokovich. The question is, how is it that Rabbi Yisi applies the dealing of Mikve Somach Mikve only if it is less than 1,320. Now let's see what Rabbi Yisi says. Now let's see the Rav. Hamitare shebinerchet. What does mitare means? She cuts his amai, two drawers or two pipes. As a matter of fact, the Tiferes Yisrael has an accurate diagram. Tzion Elyon and Tzion HaTachton. In other words, there are two pipes, and there is one pipe. Now, and then, so she cuts us a mile. Hasum the melchot shenim shoyich nochlem mayim tzeden lishtadim ben kim litayer atzmo laacha sharocha tzu bechano upomim shein shtei shikaseis two drawers, two pipes zu bitzatzu elo shahachas hel yeinu mechavad v'yeish neked b'keitzel shebin shtei shamayim yeitzi mizu lezu im yeish kineged aneked im yeish kineged aneked. אם יש לי נגד הנקב שלי שלוגים פוס שהנקב אוכל באור כשיר שנכנס בשלי שלוגים נגזילו אלינו מחמס המים השוב שבתחתינו דיחושי. Now this is the שיקצס התחתינו, שיקצס התחתינו, and we make it touch each other. And then there is a nekef in this pipe, a big nekef in this pipe, and a big nekef in this pipe. So in Melech, with this nekef, there is contact between this pipe and this pipe. So if that nekef is so large that through this nekef, so bivasachas, gimulugim, could pass from this pipe into this pipe, and now this draw, this shikasis, this draw has my chair, this draw has my shoe, but the naked is so large that the basahas, so gibulugin could enter through the naked in this fight into that fight. But he doesn't enter. He doesn't enter for the simple reason that water doesn't go up unless you use a pump. But if you don't use a pump, so the water in this pipe will never go up into this pipe. But since the naked is large enough for the water to go at Bibasasas, Gimulugi, a quantity of Gimulugi could go through that naked, so the water in this pipe, in these cases, in this straw, becomes short. Strangely, I mean, why? On what basis? In Yish Kineged HaNekev Shlei Shalugim, SheHaNekev Rochu Vorukh Kishir SheYikonetz BeShlei Shalugim, Nifzilo Elyeino Machmas HaMayim HaShuvim SheBetachteinu, VeChoshi Ki LaHamayim SheKineged Chol HaNekev Shuvim Hein BeEmtz Elyeino, Loi Min HaTzav, VeGimu Lugim Mayim Shuvim Peislim Kishein BeEmtz, Av Al Pi SheYipeislim Min HaTzav, VeRibuz HaDorah, שהתחתינו מים שווים ועלינו מים שווים שדרך המים לוחדס ואין דעת הולאויס it couldn't go up unless you use a pump, but we are not dealing here in a case where a pump is used. ואף על פחי ניפסו אלי וכל שכה שיפוסר כשיהיה הכושר לצדרך. So the Tanakame says here, so Kabisi says here that even if the shuvim happen to be in the lower trough, so it passes. Alas, kamo v'chamo, if the shuvim happen to be in the upper trough, because he put me in a kosher tzadkach, kamo yehi neke hashdos lashmino kamo shuvim shomeke sheyitzu menu gimu rugi bivasachas. Echod Mikimu Meis Vieskim Librecho. Brecho means Memso. Mikimu Lugi. Echod Mikimu Meis Vicho. So there is a correction. There should be a Biaboimso, not Miso. Mikimu Lugi is 1/320 of Memso. That is in Bukhesh Keta. Hasov of Kab. So each so has six kav. They are kav daled lugi. So that means one single saw has 24 lugi. Nimzu. So in other words, so one saw has 24. 40 saw is 40 times 24. Nimzu. Mem saw hey tisha meis. So 40 times 24 is 960. So Nimso, Nemso, and Tisha Meis, the Shishimuk. Having Kimu Ruji, so in other words, so Kimu Ruji would be a 1/320. Because one loop would be 1/960. So Kimu Ruji would be 1/320. Nimso Hare Gimulugim Chilekechot Mishlei Shmeis Veskli Precho. Kaleina Precho means a mikve of Memso. So in a mikve kosher shal Memso, Vishua Chachonim Shio Mikve Shemarzik Memso. Amal Amal Birum Gimul Amis. Hare Shio Hanekev Amarzik Gimulugim Hu Echot Begimul Meis Veskli Mi Amal Amal Birum Gimul Amis Amarzik Memso. Rambam Kosav Shimoisa Abreicho Poches Yisam Abo Imso. So that's the Cheshvin. If it's exactly Memso, but suppose it's less than Memso, it's more than Memso, so then Shimoisa Abreicho Poches Yisam Abo Imso Mechashmi Haneke Bipoches V'yesel Cheshvin Zeh Kin Hoyim Bebreicho Chofso Tzorich Liyis Haneke Echot Mikubisam 160. This is Dibur Rabbi Yezi. The Hebrezerei Meirat Natachtein Om Leyokshev Velyein Om Leyoshuvin V'yeish Bitar HaNekev Shlei Shalugin Kosher Shoyom Walo Shlei Shalugin Shem Ha'oknu Afil Atachtein Om Leyokshev מיוק שירים גלים אומרים שולים שדרך מים מירי הפלוחים גימולוגים שולים שבנקב פייסלס רחתנו של יום הוא גימולוגים שנופלו ונשולים פייסלס המקווה שניפו לסייכי והלוח יקרביס נה בקושר לייס ופרו everybody should agree with what the weather says not only that it that if the shulim happens to be in the lower tor and the shulim happens to be in the upper tor so it should be possible because then it's impossible there should be actual commitment unless you start using the pump and pump the water the shulim water in the lower tor into the upper tor but you don't use a pump so there will never be any actual commitment but there is contact and there is contact not just between drops of water there is contact between gimolugim water shuvi and the water in the main mikveh so there is contact so but contact itself doesn't puzzle we just learned aloche that there is a principle of mikveh sovach mikveh even if there is contact unless when does it pass the rabbonim of chachimim per beis mishnei when it's even al gabo but here it's certainly not even al gabo it can't go upwards so why should it pass so that's the reason as why Rav Lezer is chilek and Rav Lezer says needless to mention in the case where the shulim have to be in the lower tor and the kshirim are in the upper tor that it certainly doesn't pass so it's of course it is mikveh samach u'mikveh but even if the shulim happen to be in the upper tor and the kshirim happen to be in the lower tor but since it's not even al gabo it's not even al gabo because both tors are full so the melee it's not even al gabo even in such a case it's kosher why is it kosher even in such a case because we don't apply the law of the request to the Sanei or the Priya Patriya Chigo Lechumre we only apply it Lechumre unless there is actual yield but in this case how could there be actual yield especially in the case where the Shulim are in the lower one and the Kshirim happen to be in the upper floor so the water doesn't go upwards unless you pump it up and you don't pump it so there is no actual evil so obviously here there is a special derabbanan that if the contact between the main shul and the main mikveh involves a contact with such a large substantial quantity of water in other words that there is contact not between drops of water isolated drops there is contact between gimuluki main shul so then it's considered with the rabbanon as if there is actual in other words a contact between gimuluki main shul because let's say if it would be pumped up so then all the gimuluki would commingle with basachas with the baby but it's not pumped up so the rabbanon since there is contact between Gimulugi, Mayim Shubi, and the main mikveh, so it's considered with the Rabbanon as if there had been actual Rabbanon. That's the town of the Beis. Alright. Afilu atachtein om leyokshir, am leyokshir, vel yin om leyoshubi, שדרך מים לירי אפילו הוכן גימולוגים שובים שבנקב פייס לזכתנו שיום כבר גימולוגים שנוקלו there has to be actual commingling then it's not no they not sure in case that mitla jib was it the law had to be seen but the reason is also made that the young people of Gimu Lugim Shenokhu the answer is with the Rabbanon since there is contact between the whole Gimu Lugim and the Mimikve so it's considered like Nokhu as if there had been actually all right now we left off in the Rashi, I think, Mishnah Dalet in the Rashi. Because the first three Mishnahs in the Rashi were correct. So we left off on Mishnah Dalet in the Rashi. Hasbuk Vadlit, Kishayim Behen, Shrei Shalub, Behen, Elohim Kei, Tistarei Fimoen, Hamayim Advukim Behen, Vichilu Shein, Hashrei Shalubim Behen, Vimikre Nofu. Because Rabbonon, because of Akusa, what matters is the Aloha. See, in view of the fact that the whole psul of Dinu Lugim Shenofu is in the Rabbonon, so it only applies in case where there is Mamish Behen. But if it's Belua, the shulim was Belua, and even if it's not Belua, but if it consists of drops that adhere to the Beit Nakli, that's not Mamish Behen. Mamish Behen means that you can pour it out at once, but those drops that adhere to the Beit Nakli, you can't, you have to rub it out. So the melee, it's not considered gimel lugi be. Alright. Bichli godu king bates. The dalad avin luyite. The saga bikinis abon. The yeshchiluk le rabbi yudah ben kenin liyuk. Avo rabono mashlu ladon. In other words, according to rabbi yudah, there is a difference between kenin and uko. By uko, we say that if there is a shikaras aneit connection, between the water in the cavity and the water in the normal, in the cave, so that they are mechuber and mure. But there is no chibur and gil between water in the mikveh, in the yam, and water in the cave. In other words, even the Rashi is claiming that kele is mutke of chibur and gil. Even the Rashi, I'll even review, but we will pass like that. So the Ayvet holds that even Rabbonon Abeide, that if it's a real Kele, that there's a Halachic Kele, so it's Mutka Kele. But Rabbonon only say if there is an Eke. So then it's a Sheva Kele. If it is an Eke. If it has an Eke, Kishveras Anei, so then it's not a Kino. So then it's not Mutka. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that not only Mamesh Klishomen is Mufke of the Aloha of Yehudi place, but even Klishomen is Mufke. Unless the major portion of it is broken. Or it has a neke, one large neke, like Dalet Vohe. So then it's not even considered as a remnant of a keh, if it has such a big neke. But as long as it has a shame of the remnant of the king, so then it's moved of you according to Rabbi. The Yeshchiluk Rabbi Ben Kiru Abu Rabbon Mashmadon. There's the Rashi. Sachu Kipo. We boy in the Kiru Shneras Alei. We hold the Amun Shirei Chena Bakeim. He saw the Abu Son Eshel Yom Kiru. We build on the Kiru. After the Kiru, we got the Mashem Yad. We made the Mitzvah Yeres. We chli שאין בפיו כשפירה סנאי, משום שסעו גם לסונאי, שאין פיוס הזה, לאו משום דוי בוי, שיסעו המים דרך פי, אלא הפלאים מסעו, אלא דרך הניקובי, שבסייכי, פתאים לי מים שבסייכי, אגב במקווה, כאים דימורי ניקובי, ומרזיק מים כלל, וחיימוך אבו זרוך אלי מחלג מסעו גם לסונאי, שמוליקאים, למקווה שחול כמסעו גם לסונאי, שמע מנו דעי, ומסעו בדרך הניקובי מלא המים, הכל מסבט לוין, וכי חול כונסי כשני מקוויס, ולחום דרגז רינון, הבשורי, להדבו בסד מקופי אפילאים בפי כשבר הסנאי, ולהב כשבור כאילים, דקנאו לי ופי כתבי, המניח כאילים תחס הצילי, דפי כנסה מקווה, דהנו לחשי למים לידו כשורים. Now, so, I mentioned the Rabbi Yoshite, and the Mechaber, the Shkunoch, Paschas like Rabbi Yoshite. But the Chamtzins should have meant Israel. Now again, I want to mention it, because the Rashi mentions this Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga says that if you have a basket, and the basket has many paws, but each paw it does not have Shiraz Alev, it's minute paws. So if you take a basket and you fill it up with many kelim that won't eat, then you dump the basket in the mikveh, You dump the biscuit in the mikveh, so then the tefillah is aleph for all the small kelim that are contained in the basket. But suppose you have a mikveh that has just memzor, you have a mikveh that has just memzor, mitzumzameis, and then you take a basket and you set it up in the middle of the mikveh, like a mechitza. So, again, the water on this side of the basket goes through the pores of the basket, and somebody will be taken on each side of the basket, so then the tree is nothing. Why is it so? Manish, if we say that in view of the fact that the basket has pores and water goes through the pores in the basket, so the male it's not chitzit. So even if you set up the basket in the middle of the mikveh that has memzor, it should not be chitzit either. So why is it that when somebody is still inside of the basket, it really is not even true? Why? Because on inside of the basket there is only 20. But since the water goes through the pores, so the water here is intermingled with the water here. So the tefillah should be a good tefillah. Why does the Gemara in Chagigah Chof Aleph distinguish between the case of dumping a basket that has many kelim in the mikveh, so then it's alright, and it's not chitzit, because the water goes through the pores, and the case where he sets up the basket throughout the length of the mikveh, so then you cannot be tevil on each side of the basket, because that is divides the mikveh into two mikvahs, each mikveh consisting of 20. So the Rav Yoh explains it as follows. The Rav Yoh explains on the basis of chibur and diruv al yidei shuferezamim. Now, because we have aloha that if you have a mikveh of memsah, and then you have a kesa, and then you have a kesa of a kesa in the middle, and you have a nekef shuferezamim in the kesa, so then it's me'al of the two mikvahs, it unites the two mikvahs, and you can be taken, even though on each side of the wall there is only 20 saw, but through the halacha of yom mikvahs shuferezamim, so the water here is interspersed and intermingled with water here, and water here is intermingled with water here. So when somebody is tevel on each side of the wall, is considered to be tevel in all the water of the mikveh, not only in the water on this side, but in the water on this side too, because the two waters are intermingled. That is in the case where there is one big neck. So then it affects chibur and affects yom. Suppose in the case of doesn't have one big nekev, but it has two mikvahs, and each nekev is a hefesh person, or 10 mikvahs, and each nekev is 1/10 of a person. Whether we say tzilv or we don't say tzilv. So the Rav Yoh says, the Mordechai, the Cheshire, is mentioned in the name of Rav Yoh, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like Rav Yoh. So the Rav Yoh says that it all depends. If, let's say, you have a mikveh of memsah. You have a mikveh of memsah. And then a mikveh of chopsah. And then there is a kesa between the mikveh of memsah and the mikveh of chopsah. And the kesa has two nikobim. Each nekev can be half of each verasanei. So then there is still. But if you have a mikveh of 20 so each, there isn't one mikveh that is a shleimo, and there is a case of between. So what can unite two mikvehs chaseres? Only one single nekev shverazamei, but two nikobim of hefi shverazamei each cannot unite two mikvehs chaseres, but it can be nechaber a mikveh chaser or two mikveh shleimo. So he explained, in other words, with the oneness of Reb Chaim, even though Reb Chaim doesn't discuss this Rabia, Reb Chaim discusses another aloche, the Shittas Rambam, why we say Yerub Mikvah Yishveras Aneid, and then we say Tefiach Vatfiach Chibur. So Reb Chaim says there are two principles. One principle is a principle of Chibur. Chibur means Mechuber, attached, connected, pertinent. And then there is a principle, there is a concept of Yerub. Yerub means intermingled. Mechuba means that the water here is connected to the other. It's connected, it's attached. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the two waters are intermingled. But Iwur means not only Mechuba, that the Aviwa, that the water here is considered here, because water here is considered here. So Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, according to the Rambam, Shmeres HaMeid affects Iwur. But the Veach Latviach does not affect Iwur, but Chibur it affects. However, from the other Rishonim we see that while there are two separate concepts, a concept of Chibur and the concept of Iwur, but in order to affect either, it is necessary to have Shmeres HaMeid. But the Rav Yoshi is that while Shmeres HaMeid is capable of affecting Chibur and Iwur, so there is a difference. In order to affect Iwur, there must be a single Nekev Shveres HaMeid. But there cannot be Tziru. But as far as Chibur is concerned, so there can be Tziru also. Now, Rabbetam also applies a similar on this. Because the Gemara in Gittin, I mean, that's the Mishnah in Tairas, the Ches Mishnah Tes. So he says, Hanitzek Vakakafres, Umashke Tefeach, in Chibur lo Yitume lo Yitare. But Tefeach Latfiach, Chibur, Gemara says. So Tefeach Latfiach is in Chaber. And Yirub Mikroi Shveres HaMeid. That's his discussion. So Rabbetam gives the Tarets. So the Rishite is, that Tefeach Latfiach, Chibur, the Gemara says, goes on, has reference only to Katafes, and Alibe the Rav Yude, who holds that Gudachis. But I leave the Rabbonon, so Tefeach Latfiach is not Chibur. What is Chibur? Only Shveres HaMeid is Chibur. But Rambam says something else. Rambam says that's one of the things that Rambam says, that the Nekev has to be Shveres HaMeid, but the Mayim has to be Tefeach Latfiach. Then Rabbi Tamas another kashi. Here the Gemara says that Anitzik Vakatapras, Akatapras, Eivir Chibo, Loyli Tume, Loyli Tare, and the Braise in Chagige, he has a machmensh, it's a machlek between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yude. Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yude, if they are Shorish Gumriyes, Shorish Gumriyes, and Harleino, Ben Tzoyis, and Atachleino, the Yeno has Chopso, the Tachteno has Chopso, and the Tzoyis has Memso, and Chavos of Shomri Vemes B'neir. So the Meir says that the one who is living in the Yeno is Toye, because he says Gudasik. And the Yude says, no, only the one who is living in the Tachteno is Toye. Because we say Gudachis, but Gudasik we do not say. So everybody is made that the Cholapoches, Katafkas is a Chibur in regard to Gudachis. If Rameya says Katafkas is no Chibur in regard to the upper one, but in regard to the lower one, so if Rameya is made that Katafkas is a Chibur, so that's the other question that Rambam asks. So Rambam says, this pricing, Chagigir, Yimigumiyates, so there we have reference to the case where the middle one has men. So Jem Katafkas is a Chibur. Hashem came in the middle. If no mikveh has men, then Katafkas is not Chibur. In other words, according to Rabbi Tam, if you have to mikveh, and let's say, and in this mikveh there is men. And in this mikveh there is chopso, so then everybody agrees that Katafkas is a Chibur. But if, let's say, this mikveh is chopso, and this mikveh is chopso, then Katafkas is not a Chibur. What's the pshat in Rabbi Tam? Again, the same one this is the Rabbi. In other words, just as the Rabbi distinguishes between Chibur and Yeruv, and Rabbi says, in order to affect Chibur, so there can be two of the number of Nikovim. In total, it has its Shveres HaMeid. But in order to affect Yeruv, there cannot be any two. So Rabbi Tam applies a similar longness. And Rabbi Tam Shite is, while Shvarasane is necessary in order to affect Il and to affect Chibu, but Katafres is Mufke of Il. But Katafres is not Mufke of Chibu. Now, somebody else. In the case where you have one mikve memso and the other mikve you have chofso, so in order to be able to be tevil in the mikve atachteino, that is in Islam, in the katafres, so we don't have to resort to you, because kolam chumel in mikve ki mikve, anything that is attached to a mikve has a chalisha mikve itself. So Mimele, too, a mikveh of chofso does not have a chalisha mikveh. Only if it has a mikveh, if it has memso. But since there is tefeyach latfiyach, continuity of water between the upper level mikveh of memso and the lower level mikveh of chofso, so Mimele, the lower level mikveh is considered mechuber attached to the upper level mikveh. Kolam chumel mikveh ki mikveh. So the male, the lower level mikveh also has the chalisha mikveh. Once it has the chalisha mikveh, you can be taken it. Mashein ki, if the upper level mikveh has only chofso, and the lower level mikveh also has chofso. So since it's mikatafres, there cannot be ill. When can there be intermingling of water? Only when it's on beshbeira, even level ground. But if it's in the shape of this land, so there cannot be any yield. So in Meleh, since in order to be able to be table in each mikveh, chibur is not enough, because you cannot be table in a mikveh that does not have a chalisha mikveh, that is mechubah, to another mikveh that does not have a chalisha mikveh, unless you affect yield. So the Meile, then the two waters are intermingled. So then we consider that water in this mikveh is in the other mikveh, and the water in the other mikveh is in this mikveh. But, so if it's beshbeira and an even level ground, so then there can be you. But in Katafres, is mufke of you. So Rabbi Tam also applies the same kind of one that says Rabbi Yo. So Rabbi Yo Shiti is that. Rav Yoshiti is that if you have two mikvahs and you have a keser and you have a neket kishveras amei, so then if you have a single neket kishveras amei, it can be married. So even though on each side of the keser, so you only have chofso, so it unites and married the two mikvahs into one and you put the table in either. But if you have, let's say, two nikov, and each nekek only has hevish nagasame, so if each nikve is hasero, so then there is no tzil. Because in order to affect you, we must have a single nekefirasame. Not, there is no tzil of nikov. But if one mikveh is memso, and the other mikveh is chofso, and you have two nikov, each nekek hevish nagasame, so in order to affect chibur, there is sil. So Rav Yo says, that's why the more in Chagig Yechtat Kofalev says, that if you take a sack that has many pores, in total, all the pores are equal and up to Shvarazani, and more Shvarazani. But each pore by itself is very minute. So in Mele, there can be sil, Ligabe chibur, but not ligabe iru. So the male, since there is seal of ligabe chibur, so that means that the mayim in the mikveh are that the mayim inside the sack, inside the basket, are mechubah, are attached, are pedim to the mayim in the mikveh. So the male, all the needles that are immersed in the water, inside the sack, inside the basket, are considered